Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, where we're being joined by the head coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dawes boys basketball team, Jason Burning, as the Cowboys are preparing to start their season. First of all, Coach, I just wanted to say thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome. I always enjoy it.
Just to start up the questions, Coach, looking back at last year's season, what are some positives you take away from that, from your group, and what are the lessons that are carried into this season?
Well, I think some positives that we got was, number one, was gaining experience. When we came into last season, we had a little bit of experience returning, but they were all mostly underclassmen in our sophomore class. And so, going through a season there and now as we enter a new season, we return a majority of our minutes. We return a majority of our points from a year ago. And that can be nothing but a positive. And then I think the big thing is we're going to be upperclassmen dominated now, and having a good returning group of upperclassmen, I think, is so important. So that is definitely a positive. And just the experience we gained from a year ago, and we played in so many close games a year ago, and so we're hoping to use that experience gained and try to get some of those flipped in our way this year.
And you talk about some upperclassmen coming back, Coach. You bring a couple guys back. I'll throw some names out, and you're more than welcome to throw some other ones out. But Huxley Lingenfelter and Chaz Lane both had played major minutes last year, led the team in several categories. What kind of growth have you seen from them and some of the others in the offseason?
I think those two, and we've seen a ton of growth in the off season. Chaz was our leading scorer, leading rebounder, averaging almost a double double in last season, and I really feel like he's taken his game now to the next level. I feel like he's one of the best players in our area. He's always been a really good attacker of the basket, and he's added a little bit of some inside game, and just his 3-point shooting has gotten better as well in the off season. So really excited to see where that takes his game. And Huxley and JD Moracle, those three have been starting since they were freshmen, and it's been fun to see not just their basketball development, but just their overall physical development. And now, they're pretty solid young men. They spend a lot of time in the weight room. They're multi-sport athletes and have had some success in other sports. And now, so now we're looking again just to continue to the growth on the basketball floor that I really am pretty confident that we're going to continue seeing. And for those three, they've been our leaders now for the last 2 years, and we expect a lot more of the same this year as juniors. We bring our seniors, they're going to be major contributors as well. Johnny Lomelli was a starter last year, first year starter, and just averaged just shy of 10 points a game. Really came into his own, can shoot the ball, good attacker of the basket, and his defense, I think, came along as well. So looking for big things with him in his second year at varsity. And then Tristan Kakacic will be our starting point guard this year. Excited for him. He's a little undersized, but he plays above his height and can really shoot the ball, probably our best shooter, and can handle the ball, and just do a bunch of things. So those five guys, and we have some more behind that too, but those five guys make up our core and bring back a ton of experience for us. So we're excited to see what they can do.
More with the head coach of CGD boys basketball, Jason Burning, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again being joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes boys basketball, Jason Burning. And Coach, as you look ahead to the North Central Conference this season, always seems to be a competitive conference. How do you see that conference shaping up, and what challenges do some of those games bring for the Cowboys this season?
Well, I think obviously you look at who's returning who, and Clear Lake has been the kind of the head of the class for our conference the last couple of years, and I would assume that that's going to continue. They just have so many nice pieces, ton of athletes, and so well coached, and so I can see them. Obviously they should be up at the top again, and St. Edmund has been on the rise. They've got a nice core of seniors, and made the state tournament a year ago, so they're obviously going to have their eyes back on, I think, getting back there. I think those two teams are probably the class of our conference, and then everybody else, I think, I think everybody else probably feels like they should have a pretty, pretty solid competitive groups. And, I think it's going to be, it's going to be a fight night in and night out to see, if you can get into the top half of the conference. It's always a competitive conference. Everybody always has players. They're well coached. And so, I think the challenge there is being up for it every night. Like I said, last year, we were involved with so many close games, and we were just so close in turning the corner last year. And so, our aim this year is, again, just try to get in that top four of the conference. I feel like we're going to be one of the more experienced groups out there. So again, we'll see if that pays dividends for us like we think it's gonna.
And coach, I know the season is very young and just a few practices. A lot of the coaches I've talked to, practice started up Monday. What's one goal or message that you've been giving to your players as you prepare to start this season?
Well, I think especially with our group, we have especially in our juniors, but I think overall, like they set the bar pretty high for themselves. They had success when they were younger, and the thing we've talked about, I think, the last couple of years is just continuing the process. I think that's probably the biggest coach speak thing that there is, but I think it's really true for us. And the process started 2 years ago when we were really young, and I think we've gotten better and better for those two seasons, and now just to see where it brings us. And we just want to go out and play as hard as we can, play our style of basketball every night, and be up for every challenge. And I feel like if we can do that night in and night out, good things are really going to happen for us this year. But we just need to take care of ourselves and stay positive, stay together, and just see where it brings us.
Any final thoughts, coach, as we wrap up this time here today on the Coach's Corner?
It's a new season is always exciting. Been thinking about this the start of this season for about 9 months. Ready to get back in the gym with these kids. They've worked extremely hard. They've been very active in the off season. We had a great summer. We've had a great fall preparing for this season. We're just anxious to get going with them.
Well, coach, again, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today on the Coach's Corner. The best of luck to you and the Cowboys as you get ready to start the season.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of CGD Boys Basketball, Jason Burning, for joining us. There's more coming your way here on the Coach's Corner right after this.